We're talking now with John Fenderson, of course, with Westbred, Bear Westbred. And John, as we get into this wheat planting season, we've got folks planting, of course, early right now to try to get some wheat pasture established. And I know the one of the considerations for making sure that we can actually generate enough forage for those cattle is make sure that the nutrients are there for the wheat to be able to fully express itself. And I know starter fertilizer is something that can really make a lot of difference for producers if they make sure that's a part of their plan.
Absolutely, Ron. When I talk to wheat producers, the one thing that I consistently tell them, you can change varieties and you can do a lot of things, but the lowest hanging fruit on the tree, if you're not already doing it, is to utilize a pop-up fertilizer with your seed to get that early growth and vigor out of that plant. And the work that's been done through the universities have consistently shown that you can get twice the amount of forage early. We're not talking about twice the volume overall, but at least that early growth. And we know in the southern plains in particular that early fall wheat growth is what our producers are really looking for, so they can get those stocker calves out of the traps and get them out onto the growing wheat and start getting that good gain. We recommend that that you get down 20 to 30 pounds of P2O5 with the seed, and probably no more than 30 pounds of N. Particularly if you're on 7.5-inch rows. If you're on 10-inch rows, I would recommend probably more than 20 to minimize any potential damage to the seed. That's generally worth 3 to 5 bushels of yield at the end of the year as well. So if you're not doing that and you think, I can't afford that, the cost of the equipment, 3 to 5 bushels over a few hundred acres at the end of the year, you can really see how you can pay for some starter fertilizer going down just really, really easily.
Another thing I know that's really important for producers as they get into the process of getting this seed into the ground for the 2021 crop is that seed treatment. And this is something that costs you a little bit, but it surely pays.
It really does. This is my second bullet point when I talk to producers about low hanging fruit, and that is utilizing a seed treatment. If you're gonna spend money to clean your seed and put high quality seed in the ground, you certainly need to protect that investment with the seed treatment. And like you say, you're looking at somewhere probably between $3 and $8 per bushel of seed to treat that, depending on what you put on it. But a few years ago, some of the insecticide treatments that actually go along with our fungicides on the seed came into the marketplace, and we saw the yield jump in wheat. We really weren't quite sure why initially, but it really has to do with that early season protection of that wheat plant, particularly with green bugs and bird cherry oat aphids, some suppression in some years of grasshopper, some suppression of some of the lepidopteran pests like armyworms. They just give that plant a little bit of extra protection and really gets it off to a good start. And again, that's worth another 2 to 3 bushels. My research would say it's worth 2 to 3 bushels pretty consistently. So I think it's something that growers say, that's an investment I've got to make up front. I don't necessarily want to spend that money, but I think it's money well spent at the end of the day. And it also helps to give you that early season vigor and get that plant off to a good, healthy start. So if you're going to graze that wheat, that it absolutely gives you more forage early in the season than if you don't treat your seed.
No doubt about it, as far as it's important to get that early stand, that stand, those roots down, the crop itself really establish as, We got you know, cooler weather and conditions that are going to be out there in front of us that will demand that crop established well enough to be able to handle the winter season.
Well, that's absolutely correct. And last year, I think we all noticed, and it's even more important when we get conditions that aren't as conducive for our fall growth. And last year, we got a little blast of early cold weather, and the crop really stopped growing. But the things that had a good dose of starter fertilizer and a seed treatment with them certainly showed some differences. I actually made a mistake when planting some wheat trials and forgot to turn the fertilizer on. And there's no better research than in-field research when you actually mess up and you see what happens when you don't do things the way they should be done. And certainly, I would have looked at that crop if I was a grower myself and said, that crop's not good enough to even keep. And it just simply had to do with the fact that we had the right nutrients in the right place that allowed that crop to maximize its potential. And so, you know, you add these things all up, and it really sets you up to extrapolate that yield potential out of that crop as we move through the season and get all the way to grain harvest. And obviously, again, that early season vigor that provides that early forage that we so dearly cherish for these stocker calves in the fall in Oklahoma and Texas.
I know that Westbred, you feel very strongly about the fact that it matters that producers invest in high-quality seed. The certified seed-only varieties, they cost, but they also pay.
They do, and we've tried to raise the bar, Ron, on our wheat varieties and really push genetic gain. Our growers continually tell us, provide us the genetic potential, and we'll try to manage the rest of it. So we've really tried to push the envelope on that. And so we feel like we've got the highest yielding genetics in the marketplace today. We feel very confident about that. And certified seed only is a new concept for the Southern Plains, and it's something that growers have to kind of get used to, and it's a little bit of shock to them initially. But we feel like that long term that their investment in the seed that we provide, and as far as that goes, other companies provide as we move forward, is going to be so very important to make sure that wheat genetics keep up with the investments that are going on in other crops. Certainly have a lot of universities that are doing an excellent job of breeding wheat, but now there's a lot of private companies that are also in the business of breeding wheat. And as we all get better, it makes you competition makes you stronger, makes us work harder to make sure that we get the best genetics possible out there. And long term, their investment in that seed is going to pay dividends for them in the future, as will today, because these new genetics are moving fast enough and the yields are improved enough that it's pretty easy to see how you could pay for that seed with the increased yield that we're getting out of these newer, higher performing genetics.
Where we had some good weather conditions in that 2020 crop, I know that you talked about you had a lot of fields, not just little test plots, but fields that were at or just under that triple digit number. So I mean that's proof positive.
Very much so. We were very blessed with good weather in certain areas in the Southern Plains, and that really would have had a large area, but South Interstate 40, that old bugaboo, the freeze, the late spring freeze, really got to us in a lot of areas. But if you get into north central Oklahoma, stuff that got planted well and it was treated right, had a fungicide applied to it, just any number of fields that were bumping up against those triple digits or over. You know, it's always a little bit of a snippet in time, but when you get producers sending you pictures of their yield monitors, and they're 170, 180, and I even had one this year of a farmer that sent me that was actually in a spot in the field was harvesting 200 bushel per acre wheat. So the yields in these newer, higher-performing genetics are definitely here. Obviously, as we all know in the South Plains, conditions can be tough, but when those conditions do line up with our genetics, they certainly have the potential to give us some outstanding yields. And in a tough environment, economically like we're in now, about the only thing that's going to keep these farmers profitable are good yields and good consistency.
John, appreciate your time, sir. John Fenderson with Bayer Westbred on the Oklahoma Farm Report. I'm Ron Hayes.